بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم، والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور، صدق الله العلي العظيم. إمام علي عليه السلام says جمع الزهد كله في كلمتين. Asceticism, disenfranchisement from this dunya, detachment from this dunya, has been gathered in these two words. Has been summed up in these two words in the Quran. لِكَيْ you may not, that you may not, that you may not despair over what you have missed in this life. Don't despair. Don't despair. Sometimes we think that if we miss this job opportunity, this marriage opportunity, this education opportunity, then we're going to miss the entire life. This is not right. This is not right. This is an illusion. As I said in the first part of the sermon, part of our life has been predestined, planned for us. So don't lose your faith and don't lose yourself because you could not achieve this one or that one. This life is full of opportunities. And God wants to say that do not get attached to this life, because this life, laha iqbalun wa idbar. This life can sometimes turn towards you and sometimes will turn away from you or against you. So for those who make some money, for those who score some victories, they should not exult. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَكُمْ. Neither exult or rejoice in what you have achieved. By the way, exaltation and happiness are two different things. You may become happy. God gives you a son, you are happy. He gives you health, wealth, security, friends, good partners, you are happy. But don't exult. Exalt means you become arrogant. You think that this money is going to save you for the rest of your life. The family that you have is going to protect you for the rest of your life. The position that you acquire is going to make you happy for the rest of your life. The home that you buy, someone said to me, this is my dream home. I've been working for this home so I can enjoy the rest of my life. I said to him, say I might enjoy, but don't say the rest of my life. You never know what happens. You never know. 2 years after, he lost his house. Don't say the rest of my life. Don't rejoice. Don't become arrogant. This life is based on trials and tribulations. This life, Ahlul Bayt teaches us, they teach us that laha iqbalun wa idbar. One day you are happy, you are victorious, you get something positive in your life, the following day you lose everything. So don't become maghroor. Don't become arrogant. Don't become self-conceited and think that you think that you are secured for the rest of your life. We have to be prepared every day. Every day, my friends. Every day in our life, there are things that happen that we never anticipated them. We never thought about them. It happens. It happens to you, to your family, to your community, to your country. It happens. So God says, I want you to know that this life is going to expire. Don't get attached to it. Don't become maghroor. Don't think that today if you make some money, then no one can touch you. You are the happiest person in this life. Be thankful to God. The day He gives you, be thankful. The day He decides not to give you, be patient and be thankful. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. We are here for a test. There is no eternal happiness. Don't tell me that I pray, but I'm still unhappy. All the prophets, they prayed, and they were fasting, and they were giving, and they were sacrificing, but they were living in pain. Bring me a name of one person, from the beginning of the creation till now, and tell me, Sayyid, he lived his entire life without suffering. Give me one name. Tomorrow we are commemorating the martyrdom of a lady who died. At the age of 18. The daughter of the greatest man on earth. The greatest lady. Sayyidatu Nisa' al-Alami. Min al-awwalin ila al-akhir. The greatest lady in this life. Her life was full of suffering. Her father saw her one day. He said to her, Bunayya Fatima, ta'ajjali mararat ad-dunya li halawat al-akhir. Ta'ajjali mararat ad-dunya. I know you are suffering. You are my daughter. I love you. I know you are struggling. You are suffering. You are in pain. But this life is short-lived. There is another one waiting for you. This bitterness of this life came to you very fast. تَعَجَّلِ مَرَارَةَ الدُّنْيَا. Expedited. It has been expedited to you. So in that one, in the real life, you are relaxed. You are happy. Another day he looked at her. She had nothing to cover herself. He heard that his daughter is sick. Fatima is sick. He turned to the companions. He says, shall you come with me to visit my daughter Fatima and her house next door? They said, Bala ya Rasulullah. A group of companions came with him to the door of Fatima. He knocked at the door. She said, Ya Rasulullah, are you alone or with people? He said, I'm with my companions. She said, I don't have anything to cover myself with. The daughter of the Prophet. The Prophet said to her, he said three times, مَا لِآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَالدُّنْيَا فَإِنَّهُمْ قَدْ خُلِقُوا لِلْآخِرَةِ. Al Muhammad have nothing to do with this dunya. We have no share, no ownership in this dunya, no stocks in this dunya. They have been designed for the akhirah. God sent them to this life only for one reason, only for one reason, to be an example for us. An example, that's it. Otherwise, their place is not this dunya. They have not been created for this dunya. They have been designed and created and meant for the akhirah. They have no share in this dunya. No share. Those are our example. And we're going to commemorate the martyrdom of this lady. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday and Monday at 7 p.m. So please do come. We have an honorable scholar coming all the way from Qom. Very close a friend of mine, Sayyid Payam Radawiyan. He made it here. So he will address us, inshallah, three nights, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 7 p.m. We begin with the Salat, and after that, his lecture in English, inshallah. My friends, before I conclude, we have a good man, and I don't exaggerate. I choose sometimes my words very carefully. This man's name is Muhammad Mujtahidi. You can see his work. See this calligraphy here? And this is his name, Khadim al-Sharia, Muhammad Mujtahidi. He says, I am Khadim, the servant, the slave of Sharia. He did this in 2006. He's terminally ill. And today someone, an honest man, said they are preparing the grave for him. And he needs help. He's an honorable man. He needs help. And you are the people of goodness and kindness and generosity. I've been knowing you for 24 years now. So let's chip in and try to help this man and his family. I received the first check for $600 from a benevolent person in this mosque. Another person called in to donate $500. We all have to give to this man. This is an honorable man, and these are his last days. And he served the community. He served Islam. He served this mosque and other mosques. Whenever I look at this Suratul Rahman, whenever I look at Asma'ullah al-Husna here on these pillars in the mosque, these are his work. The mihrab, look at this mihrab. This is his work. This is his art, his work. So he did what he could. He left his beautiful marks in our masjid and in our community. So please, this is Brother Kareem Al-Ta'i standing here, Haj Samir Amiri there, Haj Mushtaba there, and others, either before the prayers or between the prayers or after the prayers. You can also pledge. You can give through credit card, through checks, through cash. If you don't have money this week, you can bring it next week. But we have to stand with this man during the last days and hours of his life. We are also thankful to Allah for having and giving a new life to Shamsuddin Shahidi. Where is he? I saw him earlier. Where is he? He's there, alhamdulillah. By the way, this is the natural color of his hair, huh? This is, see? Alhamdulillah. He had a very difficult brain surgery, which lasted for 12 hours. 12 hours. But believe me, I have firm trust and belief that because of the turbah of the grave of Imam Hussein, he survived. The turbah that he had before the surgery, after the surgery, and he put the turbah underneath his pillow during the surgery. The barakah, the blessing of Imam Hussein, because he loves Imam Hussein. I know Shamsuddin Shahidi, he truly and genuinely in love with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He survived, alhamdulillah. We are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his health and his recovery. This is his first visit after so many weeks. May Allah bless him, bless his family, bless all those of you who work hard to bring the community together, to serve the community. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Believe me, I remember the names that I...